Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, happy Laetare Sunday, everyone. It's the fourth Sunday of Lent, and you will see in many liturgies today the colour rose, symbolising the imminent joy of Easter, as the introit proclaims, Laetare, or rejoice, Jerusalem, and all who love her. We're only a few weeks away from Easter, and in today's Gospel we read the great message of hope of Christ as the light shining in the darkness. Now, the theme of light is a very important one in the Bible and worth looking into a little bit on a deeper level. Now, Jesus said in today's Gospel that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. As it were, a big theme throughout the Gospels is blindness, of people claiming to see but not actually seeing, like the Pharisees. To be in darkness is to be blind, and to be blind is to live spiritually and morally without Christ. As it says in today's Gospel, everyone who does evil hates the light, and that man loved darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. Now, in Jesus' time, the use of light was heavily used in Jewish liturgy, and one of the great Jewish feasts was the Feast of Tabernacles, which was a most joyous feast, and during the darkness of that particular night, the whole of Jerusalem was filled with lighted candles, where in the temple itself there were four gigantic candle stands, and they were placed in the outer court of the temple on giant pillars. And the people would sing and dance and sing psalms, and it was said to be the most joyous time of their year. Now, what were they doing, and why was Jerusalem lit up with candles, and why was it considered a most joyous feast? Because throughout the Old Testament, there are several prophecies that say that at the end of time, it is described that there will be no darkness whatsoever, for it says that the Lord will be your everlasting light, and that in that time there shall be continuous day, for at evening there shall be light. Indeed, at the very end of the Bible, in the last chapter of Revelation, John sees the new heavens and the earth, and he says that the night shall be no more. They need no light or lamp or even sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they shall reign forever. So when they celebrated the feast, they were anticipating with joy the fulfillment of those prophecies that when God comes again, there will be endless light. It was actually during this feast when Jesus enters the scene in the Gospels of John and says about himself, I am the light of the world. Ultimately, this significance of light goes back to the very beginning. The very first words of God in the Bible is in Genesis, where God says, let there be light, and there was light. And it says that God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. My favourite night of the liturgical year is the Easter Vigil, when the whole church is pitch black and the Easter candle is lit and is brought forward. Then all our candles are lit, and there is all of a sudden a light shining in the darkness. In the resurrection, we witness a new creation, whereby we can imagine God saying again, let there be light, and there was light. The resurrection is a recapitulation to the very first words uttered by God, a new creation. And thus it is something for you to ponder as we approach Easter, to invite Christ into the darkness, the places where we might feel where hope is lost, those wounds or places of unforgiveness and sin. Allow the hope of the light of Christ to pierce through those places and make us new again. Let us pray. O God, who through your word reconcile the human race to yourself in a wonderful way, grant, we pray, that with the prompt devotion and eager faith, the Christian people may hasten toward the solemn celebrations to come. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.